You did.
I went to Mount Rainier and I did not hike it. I didn't see any marmots or black bears.
You didn't see any marmots or black bears. I'm sorry. But I'm glad that you're back. Well, welcome to all of you. As always, I have a question for you this morning. I know. Are you ready? Are you ready for the question? It's a hard one today. What is Sabbath? Didn't we do this? Yes. See, Hunter, you've been here so long, it just cycles right back around again, buddy. We're going to talk about it a different way. Do you remember? Well, okay. All right, smart aleck. If we've done Sabbath before, what is Sabbath?
Oh,
now you think of a dictionary. All right. Sabbath. Sabbath. Shabbat. From the Hebrew Shabbat. Sabbath means what? On the seventh day. Remember the whole creation story? I wish your sister was here. I am telling you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Lord said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And the first day and the second day, and God said, "This is good," and then God did that for six more days. And on the seventh day, what happened? The day of... Yes! Sabbath is the day. You know, one of the things I'm most jealous about with you guys get naps. Sabbath is like kind of a nap. God worked for 6 days and God had to take a nap. Well, in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus is there in... walking around with his friends. And do you remember? They were healing people and they were telling people about God and they were sharing food with people. And then finally, they were so busy. The disciples had gone out and they'd visited people. They came back. They told Jesus everything they did. And what did Jesus say? "Let's take a nap. You guys are so busy." And he said to the disciples, "Let's go off by a place all by ourselves and let's take a nap." Well, you know, sometimes we in the church, we forget that, right? You guys come here on Sunday morning and, well, not so much during the summer, but during the regular year, you go to Sunday school and you color stuff and you do all kinds of cool things. And we forget that sometimes what it means, thank you, sometimes what it means to be with God is to just rest. Sometimes we don't have to do anything. We can just rest. So let's try that for just a second. Need a little help here, Lord. Big, deep breath. Everybody just kind of breathe in, close your eyes, just rest. Just rest. It's okay to just rest. It's one of the wonderful presents that God gave you. When you lay down for a nap, you can think, "Oh, thank you, God, for this wonderful gift." And then go to sleep. And then when you wake up, you see what's so great about Sabbath is Sabbath helps us wake up and be ready to be with God again. So believe it or not, today, although I don't rest a lot today, today is our Sabbath. We get to come here and be with these people and just sort of, no coloring that I have to do, although I could. It gives you a break from having to go home and clean up your rooms. And you can just be with God. That's Sabbath. It's just being with God. So I want you to think about Sabbath as God's gift to you. and to you and to you. So what is Sabbath? It's the day of rest. Thank you. You guys can go back to your places. Have fun.